Gabe, would you like to play another game?
Absolutely.
Just one more, please.
Okay, fair.
Just one. We'll stop
deal,
at one.
Deal. So I don't know what you guys did at the beginning of the pandemic. It's such a weird thing to say, but I'll say it. At the beginning of the pandemic, if you were lucky enough to have extra time on your hands and not have a lot of other problems, maybe you were baking bread. Did you?
Oh, yes. And
really?
Still am.
It's a lot. I just did the Whole 30 diet, and there was a month there where I couldn't eat it, but now it's back. So now I'll be eating it again.
Gabe did come upstairs yesterday and saw an entire chocolate birthday cake on our counter and was just sort of like, what is this? Why did you do this? And I didn't have a good answer for him.
It was nobody's birthday.
It was nobody's birthday.
No one's birthday.
Well, not nobody, just nobody you know. Okay.
No, it's
that's
the one
true.
Day that no one was born ever.
That was it. No one liked that for sex 9 months ago. at the beginning, especially for most people, everyone was baking bread. It became like the hot hobby. Some of us has continued, but that inspired us to write this multiple choice quiz about bread facts. You're also going to be competing in this game. Gabe, this first one is for you.
Okay.
Bread facts. Until the 1770s, bread was also used for what unconventional purpose? Was it A, it was smushed up and used to erase pencil marks? B, a loaf was placed on the front door of country houses to signify a safe haven for American soldiers in the Revolutionary War? Or C, doctors would use the butt ends of bread to apply pressure to a wound?
Now, I don't know about bread as much as I know about science fiction films. I'm going to go B. War bread.
War bread? Sorry, that is incorrect.
No!
Get this. People used to use them as erasers.
See, this is how stupid I am. I was like, they didn't have pencils in the 1770s.
And if you're really accurate, you get a snack at the end of your project.
Demi, in 19th century New Orleans, Mardi Gras king cake, which is technically a bread made with yeasted dough, had a bean baked into the center, until Mackenzie's, one of the most popular bakeries, started using tiny baby figurines to represent the baby Jesus. Why did the baker, Donald Entringer, make this change? A, the baker's daughter collected dollhouses, and when the baker ran out of beans, he used dolls in a pinch. B, a traveling salesman with a surplus of baby figurines, you know the type, suggested the baker buy them all and use them. Or C, the baker was a devout Christian and thought the bean wasn't religious enough.
I'm going to say C, devout Christianity.
That is a fine guess. The answer is surprisingly B, a traveling salesman had a lot of baby figurines and suggested to the baker that he buy them and use them.
That's a
just
good salesman.
Just unloading. I know, right?
Beans, huh? Still using beans? Crazy. You should be using babies.
Everyone's using babies now.
Everyone's using babies.
I have a trunk full of them.
Gabe, during World War I, the UK's food ministry introduced the Bread Order of 1917, banning the sale of freshly baked bread. Why? Was it A, it was thought that freshly baked goods were more likely to carry foodborne illnesses? Was it B, the food controller argued that slightly stale bread is less appetizing, and therefore it would encourage people to ration it? Or was it C, so that the employees of the food ministry could eat all the fresh bread before anybody else could?
I don't believe that food controllers are real, so I'm going to go A, bread-borne illnesses.
Yeah, it does sound like the real one, doesn't it?
Yes.
But food controllers are real.
Oh.
They did it because they wanted the bread to be less appetizing, so people would effectively buy less.
Wow. Let's not go back to that time.
Oh, Vince.
All right. This is the last clue, Demi. It's for you. Why were some miners during the California Gold Rush nicknamed sourdoughs? A, they were the ones with the sourest moods. B, they were the newest miners to California. Or C, they would sleep huddled around jars of starter they brought with them to keep them warm and therefore active.
I'm going to go with C, that they were sleeping around jars of starter.
Yeah, you are correct. Everybody kept their starter with them. Once you know this, surely, once you get a starter going, you don't ever abandon it.
Well, no, you can't.
that name came out about because some local travelers saw these miners doing that, and they said, sourdough's miners keeping so warm.
Oh my gosh.
That's pretty good.
That's really good. Thank you, Debbie, Gabe. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having
Absolutely.
Us.
After the break, I'll talk to Alfonso Ribeiro, a.k.a. Carlton from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and he also drives race cars. That's right. We think that's amazing because race car is a palindrome. I'm Ophira Eisberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.